Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded Podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we're getting straight into it. No fluff, no filler. You already know that's how I roll. We're talking about setting social media goals that actually move the needle, my friend. You know, the kind of goals that you don't just look good on paper, right? But the goals that actually drive results for your business or career. And listen, this isn't about vague goals like post more or get more followers. I don't know if you can't see my air quotes, but that's what I'm doing. It's about getting laser focused and intentional with your social media efforts so that you can walk into 2025 with clarity and a plan that works. Plus, I got something special to help you with this. I'm having my free vision board party happening on January 7th. This is my most attended event of the year, my fourth annual event. It is always such an amazing event, and it's going to be powerful. And I'll tell you all about it as we dive into today's episode. Okay, so grab your pen, grab your coffee, and let's get some goals that actually matter. Okay, let's set some goals that actually matter. Let's start with a big question. Why does goal setting even matter for social media, Michelle? Well, here's the thing. Without clear goals, social media becomes a black hole. You will spend hours scrolling, posting, and engaging and wonder why nothing is working. The truth is, social media is a tool, not a magic wand. It's there to serve your bigger goals, whether that's building your brand, landing new clients, or growing your career. But to make it work, you need to know what you're aiming for. And that's where intentional goal setting comes in. So, Michelle, how do you set goals that actually move the needle? That's the question. Well, you're in luck, my friend. Let's break it down platform by platform. Okay. First up, Instagram. Trust the old Instagram. A powerhouse for building brand awareness and creating community, no matter how much you love or hate this platform. But let's move beyond the surface level goals of getting more followers. Instead, I want you to think about goals like these. Increasing engagement. Set a goal to increase your engagement rate by 10% over the next 3 months. That means focusing on creating content that sparks conversation. Think polls, question and answer stickers, or even carousel posts that deliver value. Number two is driving website traffic. How about setting a goal to get 500 clicks on your website from Instagram in January? You can use tools like Linktree or Stan, you already know, to track link performance and to make sure that every post or story has a clear call to action. Number three is generating leads. If you're in business, make it a goal to collect 50 new leads via Instagram. I did it just this past month. Y'all, I tapped into some ads and I got like 150 new leads on my email list. So if your goal is 50 new leads from Instagram, use lead magnets like a freebie, a webinar to get people to opt into your email list. And remember, followers are great, but leads convert, okay? Period. Now, I want to talk about LinkedIn. If you're a career marketer, business owner, or looking to level up professionally, LinkedIn should absolutely be a part of your strategy. And I am super excited because I have been going really hard on LinkedIn for the last 2 weeks. Yep, 2 weeks. I am building up this consistency muscle with LinkedIn because before it wasn't there, honestly. But I know the potential of LinkedIn, and my 2025, one of my top goals is to be more active on LinkedIn. And so I've already scheduled my content for the next 2 weeks. Yes, I got with the coach. Yep, because coaches have coaches. I got with the coach. She taught me everything I needed to know. And she even had a bundle recently that I purchased that is amazing. Hit me up and I'll tell you about it. Her name is Deborah Ashley, and she's amazing. She is on Facebook and Instagram. I think her name is the LinkedIn Black Belt, if I'm not mistaken, on Instagram. And she's amazing. She had the LinkedIn Authority Kit, and I used that. And somebody already sent me a DM within a week of me being consistent and using the tools that I had. They sent me a DM and said, "Hey, Michelle, I want to set up a call with you to talk about your services." It was literally a straight to the point message. This lady did not like my post or anything. I don't even know where she came from, right? So I'm just sharing that to say, if you are thinking about getting serious on LinkedIn, do it. And here are some goals that I want you to consider, okay? Number one, building thought leadership. I want you to set a goal to post 3 thought leadership pieces a month or more. I'm doing 3 a week. I'm posting 3 times a week, and I'm posting to my newsletter. Or even videos where you share your expertise and start meaningful conversations in your industry. And then I want you to expand your network. How about setting a goal to connect with 20 new professionals in your field each month? And don't just add people, engage with their content, send personalized messages, and build real connections. Because none of this can be fake. Like, none of this can be microwave fake. If you're listening, so you got to be in this for real to really strategize with a plan, but actually build real connections with people at the end of the day, because social media is social. And that is what it is for, connections. If we didn't have it, I believe, you know, I mean, I've been around when we didn't have it. And it's just like, oh my gosh, we have all these tools at our fingertips. Why not use it to the best of your ability? But why not also build real connections with people that you may have never known because you wouldn't have the internet to connect with them? Okay. And then landing opportunities. Maybe your goal is to secure 3 interviews or collaborations by February. Use LinkedIn to strategically showcase your skills and proactively reach out to people in your industry. So here's how my vision board party can help you, my friend. Now, this is where it all ties together. Your goals need to be a part of a bigger vision. And that's exactly what we'll be doing at my free, yes, absolutely free vision board party on January 7th, 2025. This isn't your average vision board session, okay? So don't think it's like that. We're combing intention with strategy so that we can all start 2025 with clarity and confidence. So during the party, we'll break down your big picture vision for the next year and map it out to actionable goals. Okay. We'll talk about aligning your social media strategy with your personal and professional growth. And I'll share practical tips for staying consistent throughout the year. Plus, it's virtual, so you can join from anywhere. And did I mention it's free? And you get a free vision board kit. So not only that, I give you templates so you can come prepared to the party, and a workbook so that you can just think about your visions even more. So if you want to kick off the year with me, come on, and it's going to be fun. Okay. So here's what I need you to do. DM me the word vision or click the link in the show notes to grab your spot. It's going to be fun, interactive, and packed with value. So I don't want you to miss it, friend. Okay. All right, let's wrap this up. Setting social media goals isn't just about writing down what you want. Nope, not about that. It's about creating a roadmap to get there. Focus on what really matters for your business or career and break it down into actionable steps that keep you on track and that you can track. If you're ready to turn your 2025 goals into reality, don't wait, friend. Join my free vision board party on January 7th. It's your chance to get clear, get focused, and to start the year strong. Don't forget to DM me vision or click the link below in the show notes to save your spot. It is free, okay? I want to thank you so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded today. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend, okay? Share it with a friend. Leave a review and let me know what goals you're setting for 2025, okay? I would love to hear from you. Until next time, friend. Keep dreaming big and setting those goals that move the needle. I can't wait to talk to you in the next one. Peace.